Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to the weekly conversation. This is the Thursday edition. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got a wonderful program for you today. It's going to be an interesting 2020 if the people who I think are going to run for president actually are going to run, and the Democratic side. It's going to be hilarious, especially if they're on that time of the month and they're up there debating. Heck yeah, baby. Well, there's actually someone who's seriously considering. But any of these people that I put up here, they would have so many people voting for them without even knowing, not caring. Just, oh, I'm voting for her. I don't care. I'll get into who they are or who he is or whatever they are. You know, I can't believe that when Trump honors a woman who is a widow and her husband, and the media goes AWOL, that he's abusing her, and all this bull. I'm going to get into that because it's just, I mean, things that Michael Moore said just make me want to throw up. Also, I want to get into the Dow is at 21,000 record highs. Some people say great. Other people say, hey, it's the steep climb before the dramatic fall. You know, is it great or is it going to go up really high and then just like tank and then the stock market crash and all this? And I'll get into that. And also, Democratic women are wearing white in homage of the KKK. Well, that's what I would think. But actually, it's women's suffrage because, you know, these women are suffering, you know. I think they were trying to send a message to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama that if you have women working for you, make sure you pay them the same as the men, because they didn't. I want to get into Steve Beshears. He had a little thing after, like, well, I'm going to give my comments about the debate. You know, I wish it was a debate, but his comments on the, you know, when he gave his address, Trump did, and I had to shut it off. It got to be, like, were you listening to the same thing I was listening to? Also, there's a Georgia mother, Jessica Ogletree, that her daughter and her son, her brother, her and her brother went fishing for her birthday on her 13th birthday and did stuff. And she took a selfie, and there's like a, next to her brother, there's like a image of a guy, like a little kid standing there. It's weird. Also that, and then there's been huge debate because as you get into the issue with them going after Libby Germain and Abby Williams, there are people, because the reward money is up to $216,165, and there are people that have been bitching, well, you shouldn't accept that money. Why don't they need to put that money towards the funeral costs? Well, the funeral has already been paid for. They've already raised that money. Well, it's going to be sick if someone accepts that money and all this stuff, and they're fighting. I'm like, really? I'm going to get into that, my thoughts, and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation, folks, that you should hopefully feel a part of. Corinthians 1, verse 10. I appeal to you, dear brothers and sisters, by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, to live in harmony with each other. Let there be no divisions in the church. Rather, be of one mind, united in thought and purpose. Kind of think about that as you're going through day to day. And it's been an interesting day. We finally figured, because today was the day. It was the day that we had to figure out, okay, we got to tell this place where we live now. Are we going to stay? should I stay or should I go now? And, you know, well, of course, we got another place finally in the same community. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting because, like, all day I'm, like, busy as heck at work and we're trying to get right back and forth and all this stuff. And, well, my wife just gets this message from God, you know, in her head, you know, my wife is probably the most godliest woman I've ever met in my life. And she's like, I had to call this place that we're going to go to. I just have to call this place. And she has got this burning desire to call. And she goes, well, what does that rent price include and all this in this townhome? Oh, no, nothing. You got to pay for the water, trash, sewage, electrical, all this stuff. Like, wow. When I looked into a place in Arizona, this guy goes, 90% of the places in Arizona, you don't pay anything. They include electric, heat, gas, whatever. Whatever it takes to air condition and heat the place, it's covered. You just pay one fee. And if you hook your cable up to the TV, you'll get like ABC, NBC, and CBS. And then if you want to get like anything else, I mean, if you want to get like regular cable, you have to pay for it. But you can get like usually one or two channels or maybe three. And when this place was going to be way more expensive and you had to sit there and pay for everything, that's why you frog, fully rely on God. That's what America did. We fully relied on God to elect Trump and we'll see what happens. Well, this lady, seeing what Trump did, now she's got to get her, because I guess she's kind of considered it before, but, you know, Oprah Winfrey is actually seriously looking at a 2020 run for president of the United States. And I guarantee you, she would have so many people just voting for her because they don't care. They don't know anything. They don't want to know anything. I'm voting for Hillary. I'm voting for Hillary Clinton because she's Hillary Clinton. I don't know anything about her. No, can't tell you anything about her policies. Same. Yeah, I'm voting for Oprah Winfrey. Why? Because she's Oprah Winfrey. Oh, I know. I mean, this is the BS we have right now. And I love this because Trump is showing the Democrats' hand. We played the Trump card, and now the Democrats are showing their hand. I guarantee you $1 million. I'd put $10 million bet down that if you took that speech Trump gave and Hillary Clinton said that speech word for word, and she had someone that had an issue that her husband cured through a medication, and she's 20 years old now, and she's a sophomore at Notre Dame, or you had a veteran who died and the widow's there, and she was praising the widow and her husband, they would praise her. Can you believe that speech that Hillary Clinton gave? Oh, it was so emotional. I can only take that and compare it to what it would have been like to have heard Abraham Lincoln's speech. 67 years ago, our forefathers brought forth a new nation. They would have praised Hillary Clinton for saying that speech, but because Trump did it, they didn't even, there's a part in that address, if you watch it, when Trump goes, the American people should never be forced to buy anything made by the government, aka healthcare. Under our plan, the American people are going to choose what healthcare plan they want, if they want it at all. Republicans cheered. Democrats didn't even lift a finger, showing that they want you controlled. They didn't praise him for saying that, hey, American people shouldn't be forced to buy something. They didn't do anything. Pretty much. Yepper. The only thing, there were a couple Democrats that stood up when Trump talked about lowering prescription drug costs. That was it. And there was like two or three. That was it. Other than that, they didn't do anything. It's a typical movie. And I've said this to my wife a million times, so she's already heard this. It's a broken record to her, but take a movie that you don't know any of the actors in it, you've never seen it, but you say it's bad. it's bad. Well, do you know any of the actors? No. Have you seen the movie? No. Well, how can you say it's bad if you don't know who the actors are? I mean, at least if you've seen, okay, I hate Jerry Seinfeld. His movies are horrible. Or, yeah, Sylvester Stallone, really? Okay. What is it now, like Rocky 15? I mean, you know, at least if you saw, knew the actor, you could at least make a judgment. Well, his movies usually suck, so I'm just going off of that. No. These people are going to say that he sucks. Trump is horrible no matter what happens. They're going to dog him no matter what. Okay. They want to have Jeff Sessions recluse and step out and step down because he might have talked to people from Russia. Okay. Every Democrat wants him to step down. Okay, I see that. Let the evidence prove that. But where were all the Democrats when Bill Clinton was talking to Loretta Lynch on a private plane in Arizona about Hillary Clinton when she was being investigated? Why weren't they asking her to do the same thing and step down and recluse? Where were they? Double standard hypocrisy in full view. But it doesn't matter. They don't care. It's just ridiculous. Anything to try to, I mean, what, do they not want this country better? Not really, because everything Obama did made regulations worse and made it harder to do anything. I mean, Obama didn't do anything, in my opinion, to try to make this country easier to start a job or to get a job or to make a business. Not a damn thing. That's Trump's whole point. See, I believe Trump. He has a business. He knows how difficult it is to run stuff. Talk to my dad. Well, all the damn regulations. It's ridiculous. The problem you have is idiotic, dumb-witted Democrats. Like, if Michelle Obama was to announce her run for president, she would win in a landslide because all these stupid people would vote for her. Well, she's Michelle Obama. I'm voting for her. I don't care. They would never watch a debate. She wouldn't have to campaign. She could spend that whole time putting stuff in the White House because they would just vote for her. Because she's Michelle Obama. I've never heard a Obama supporter say something they did not like about him. Never. You should. Well, yeah, I voted for Obama. I liked him, but this is something I did not like. No. They love him 100%. He's done nothing wrong. He's the greatest president. Everything he did was great and wonderful. Yada, yada, yada. No, that shouldn't be. Jeff Sessions wants to go after legalized cannabis in states where it's legal. He wants to go like, okay, oh, I guess we just haven't spent enough money. I guess we just need to get like 500 million more troops and we'll eradicate it. They have found illegal drugs, meth, coke, heroin, everything in solitary confinement cells. If you can find that stuff in a solitary confinement cell, let me tell you, how are you ever going to, you can't eradicate it. Why don't you legalize 99% of it, get it out of the hands of the cartels and these gangs, and get people help? Instead of arresting someone that, when you come to their house and they have pipes for crack or heroin, maybe You try to get them help. You're not going to help every single solitary person. Sorry. You're not going to do it. But does that mean you don't help anybody? Yeah, I'm just going to quit ministering. I'm not going to do a Bible quote to be on my show anymore because, you know, I mean, I'm not going to save anybody, you know. So why do it, you know? I mean, one person, if I save one person, that's going to make a difference. If someone turns their life to God just because of me, really? Like, why should I waste my time if it's only one person? No, that's not how you think. If you can help someone, do it. You're not going to save every single solitary person, but if you can save a couple people, great. Great. Because that's what this country needs. We need to have people that want to, that know the issues. And don't just, well, she's Michelle Obama, so I'm voting for her. Whoopi Goldberg's got my vote. Okay, what is it about Whoopi Goldberg that you like? She's black. Oh, I like her hair too, yeah. What about her platform do you like? A platform? She built a platform? I didn't know that. She can woodwork? Wow, that's cool. Maybe she can make her own like Oval Office desk. I mean, that's how bad they are. That's how bad they are. And they're trying to tell me I'm wrong. They're trying to tell me I'm wrong. Like I said many times on MSNBC, they said if Sarah Palin was a liberal, we'd be kissing her ass. Really? They didn't say if she changed what she said or her stance. So why don't we get a bunch of Tea Party Republican type people and put them in the Democratic Party? The problem we have is we need to make work great again. There's all these incentives for people to sit on their ass and do nothing. Why would I work? I got 4 kids. They can't take my unemployment away. I get $1,300 a month. Sit on my butt and do nothing. They can't take. Why would I work? I'm not gonna ever make that much. No, what you need to have it. Okay, yeah, we're gonna have some assistance for you. This assistance won't go away. You know, this small amount, but you have to have a job. This assistance will not pay for everything. You know, you're going to get $300 a month. Well, I can't live. Well, of course you can't. You need to get a job. You need to work. But then you have half of these kids that want to make like $35 an hour working at Burger King. Can I take your order? Sure. Welcome to Burger King. Yeah, I got a problem here. I ordered a Whopper Jr. and I got a Whopper and I said no cheese and you added cheese. Okay, sir. If you bring it around, we'll have a new one to exchange with you, sir. Thank you. And please pull around. And they want $35 an hour. I bet you they've already got this at Wendy's where they're putting in because people are complaining about lines. They're complaining about the long lines at like fast food. Wendy's is basically getting and putting in self-ordering kiosks where you just go up there and you punch in what you want and bang. You pay with the card and it's done. You don't have to wait. Your 15-hour fast food replacement is already here. It's been here. They could do it a long time ago. Some companies just feel that the human touch will be lost and some people and some places will. They say they're going to have probably one person if you actually want to talk to someone, but I just want to be able to use that machine. I don't want to talk to some little 16-year-old that doesn't know what she's doing. I've used many POS systems in my life. They're easy. But that we need to make work great again. We need to make incentives for people. Because all the incentives now are not to work. Everyone thinks they're going to go to college and become a CEO and sit in a cush office. And there are tons of great jobs. You want to be an electrician? You can find great jobs and good work. You want to be a plumber? There's great jobs, but it takes work. You'll have to sometimes go into crawl spaces and cut pipes and unclog them and you have to use your hands. You're going to get dirty. You're not going to be a hand model. You're not going to be wearing a $75,000 Armani suit. You want to learn how to use a brake press. Learn how to weld. I have a friend, Taylor Swift. Yeah, not. Oh, man, I can't. Well, Taylor, I call her Taylor Swift just because that's her nickname, but that's not her. It's a friend of mine. And she welds and she does stuff. She's like a car junkie. I mean, she's someone like I would want her on my race team. I mean, she knows how to do welding and all. I mean, and it's like only if more people were like that loved working with their hands, because there's great jobs out there if you want to actually get your hands dirty. But people don't want to do it. They just, well, I'm going to college so I can get a really great job and just sit on my butt in an office. I want you to, I would love for some of these people that think that that stuff is so easy. I'd love for you to job shadow Trump for a while. You'd probably be like, huh, where's the break? What do you mean break? I've got 25 meetings today. I got to be here. I got to be there. They would get a wake-up call. That's why I like that Mike Roche, you know, Dirty Jobs. I love that show. Because it showcased what's missing in America. The fact that people want to, you know, I go by the Norfolk and Southern, like, I think it's Norfolk and Southern. It's like the train thing in Lafayette. I've all the time just wanted to go down and say, how do I get a job? How do I work in this thing? I go by this place all the time. I'm just wondering, because I bet you they make damn good money. They probably got union benefits and everything. Just because I go by that all the time. Because I know there's like a TikTok tavern that they say, like, in the morning, you can't even get near that place because it's full of the people working on the railroads. It's not easy work, but it's a good job. You know, if we would have incentives for people and make it the thing they want to do. No, but you have all these Democrats that promise the world, don't worry, you're not going to pay for college. Don't worry, just go. It's going to be free. Everything's going to be handed to you. You're not going to have to work. Just go get your nails done. Don't worry, you can skip work. I mean, I guess I grew up around a dad that got up at 6 in the morning and worked till midnight 7 days a week, and that was if he was lucky. I mean, there were days that, okay, this trailer's got to get done, and okay, he has four guys that are there all night. And when they get it done, they get it done. Whatever it takes. I mean, they're turning down work because they can't find enough qualified people to do that stuff. I mean, I've worked for my dad. Everyone thinks he's being soft on me, so he's 10 times harder on me than anyone else. It's impossible to work for the man. But I respect him. He's amazing. I mean, you have, and then when you had that response from the address from Steve Buscher, oh, Lord. I mean, well, first of all, Obamacare needs to be transformed somehow. It needs to be fixed. It's a disaster. But now that Trump wants to do something, now all these Democrats are like, well, here we go again. I've not seen one plan that the Republicans have that's going to be better. Like, well, anything would be better than Obamacare. And one of the plans they brought out anyways includes Obamacare. So if you like the plan you're on and you like Obamacare, you can actually keep it. And they were going to have other things you can join and do at the same time. You know, and of course, everyone, you know, I'm assuming that the widow is smart enough to make up her own mind. If she's being used by Trump, boo, if she is, but she was not. She's old enough and smart enough to make up her own mind and her own decision. And they had, I forget where it was on Fox today, they had a veteran, a lady, her husband died, she's widowed, and she went off. She went nuts. She was like, man, what Michael Moore said just makes me sick. It's like they have no moral gyroscope. They have no feelings for anything. I'm a liberal. I got to piss on everything that doesn't stand with me. Mm-hmm. Yep.
He asked her if he could do it. He wouldn't have done it if she would have said no.
Yeah. And that's one thing the liberals take out. The liberals don't talk about that. He met with her and says, is this okay? I want to make sure, because if you're not comfortable with this, it ain't happening. Well, you know, like I've said, you know, you could take that speech, put it on the teleprompter, and have Hillary Clinton read it and do everything Trump did, and the liberals would be up cheering. They'd be jumping 10 feet in the air. They'd be praising him. Hallelujah. It'd be the greatest speech in the history of speeches since Abraham Lincoln's. But since Trump did it, oh, it's horrible. He's using those people. And I really do believe that Chris Matthews found himself a new person since he's no longer with Obama. I think he's found Michael Moore. I think they got it going on, you know, like Bert and Ernie. But it's just, I don't get it. I mean, I look at it like this. If you watch MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, and you believe them, that's because you're listening. And if you're like, what in the, how can anyone fall for that? How can anyone like believe that? And if you wonder how anyone can believe it, then you're listening. I just watched the clips on the internet, and I'm like, how can anyone watch that and be like, oh yeah, I agree? Because half of the people that, if I get into political with people and we get into it, you can tell their ignorance. You can tell that they are 100% liberal. They won't say anything negative about Hillary, nothing. There's nothing, you know, they won't say anything negative. They're these, for some reason, there's a sector of our nation that has this, okay, name something you did not like about Obama. Nothing. He was great. Everything was perfect. There's nothing wrong with him. He was the best. Okay, I can't say that about any candidate. But hey. Well, this is a new poll that's come out. 53% of Americans total, which is 57 men and 49% of women, say that, get over this protest. Stop it. You know, like end this crap. We're sick and tired of this never-ending protest. Well, we're not going to protest until Trump is impeached and we can get Hillary Clinton in there. Really? You're going to try to impeach Trump to get Hillary Clinton in there? How does that make sense? If Hillary Clinton has no business in the White House now. She lost. If Trump was to get impeached, Mike Pence would do it. Mike Pence would take over. And if something happened to him, it would go to the Speaker of the House. But hey, you know, I mean, it's them educated liberals. Yeah. What's amazing is there, I forget what the guy's name was, but there was like a 20-minute video of this guy that was, he's half white and half black, carbon and Asian, like Tiger Woods. And he was with the Black Panther, not the Black, the Black Lives Matter movement. Yep. And he opens eyes big time. Because he's like, okay, well, if you're going to leave this little gathering at this state house, make sure you take a white person with you because you'll be protected by their white privilege.
A white ally.
Yeah, a white ally. You're not part of them. You're an ally. You're like the lowest, you're like a turd in the toilet. But since you're standing with us, Yeah, what kind of, yeah, you're an ally, but yeah, that's about it. Don't expect any more, because we're not going, no, sorry. You ain't, no. If you think that, look at this. This white privilege over here thinks he's going to understand what I'm going through. I'd be like, oh, okay, what do you mean? Can you explain Michael Jordan for me? Can you explain Magic Johnson? Because obviously they're not white. Can you Oprah Winfrey, explain her. Explain Whoopi Goldberg. I don't agree with what they say, but they didn't get there by white privilege. They got there because they bust their ass. Michael Jordan got up every day and went to practice and worked his butt off to get to where he was. There's no such thing as white privilege. It's called hard work. One of my good friends, Michael Daugherty, went off on Facebook today, and I gotta give him kudos. I don't know. I can't. With all this, he goes. He worked 50 to 60 hours a week, was a full-time college student, and raising a family, and graduated with an engineering degree from Purdue University. And you can't work and go to school. No, you just want stuff handed to you. You just want stuff given to you. Now, in culinary school where I went, you can't do that because your class schedule changes every 2 weeks totally. I mean, you're basically in school about 12 hours a day. Then you got 6 hours of homework or 7 hours of homework. Then you got to try to get sleep before you go back and do another 12-hour day. And one night you're an overnight bake shop, then you're a morning bake shop, or you're an AM cafeteria, then PM cafeteria. Your schedule is so, because we had a guy that had a kid and his wife, and he tried to have a job too to pay for his family, he couldn't. He tried to go to class one day and got pulled over and was late. And he goes, I would have been here on time, but I got damn pulled over and all this stuff. And when they had to talk with him, he goes, I got a family and I'm trying to pay. I gotta work. I gotta have income. And you can't go to culinary school and work the everyday different schedule thing and keep a job. You can't. It's impossible. There's not many places can say, okay, yeah, you can work overnight here and then in the day here and just switch your schedule around like that. It's totally different. It's not like a university setting. I have a myopathy. I'm in pain every day. It sucks. I have issues. But you know what? Do you see me on my ground? No, I'm trying to do something. I mean, I don't know what I'd do if I had to say, okay, yep, I got a clean disability. I don't know what I'd do. I don't know. But I try to do something. That's why I hate when people are, I'm so tired. I had to work 2 hours today. I remember when we had a guy that came to work literally like that. He worked like a 6-hour shift or a 7-hour shift, and he wanted the next day off to recuperate. I'm like, are you? I about told him, I said, you need to go to your parents and go to the doctor, because you should be going 100 miles an hour at your age. I mean, if you're that exhausted and that tired, from his actions, he seemed like there has to be, there's something majorly wrong, one, or two, it just seemed like he was lazy, like he didn't want to work. You know, if you find something you love to do, you're not going to work, you're having fun every day. And that's cooking for me. But then with all the regulations and all that, you know, I have my mom and I have spices from my grandma from like 1955. They're still good. They still work. Well, after a year, we had to throw them out. We had a whole case of Lowry's seasoned salt we had to throw out because it expired. So we just took it all home. And we, hey, you want a couple bottles? Yeah, and we took them home. I mean, stuff like that, it just kind of gets ridiculous. I had, I think it was either Aunt Jemima or Quaker Oat cornmeal that the code I gave them didn't even come up in their computer. It was that old. And they said as long as it's dry and not wet, it wouldn't be as nutritional as it probably would have been if you would have eaten it back then, but it's still safe. And I made stuff with it. I ate it. I used it up. But in a assisted living type community where your state inspected, you wouldn't even be able to get away with that. But hey, some of the regulations like that, they just drive me nuts. But you know, you learn to deal with that and you get over it and you're like, okay. You know? But we need to, and I'm not going on about this, but we need to bring the excitement and work back. You know, the pride of making something that, not this, well, guess what, folks? I got two kids. I get $900 and I get this back. I get $1,500 for my two kids. And since I'm unemployed, I got those kids, they can't take it away from me. We need to get the incentives away from give me, and where's my freebies to
keep the kids away from until she gets it.
Yeah. Or you say, okay, yeah, we're going to give you some, when you're working, we're going to give you some help stamps. These are little things that like, okay, you have to have a full-time job and these will help. And you can only buy like groceries. You can only buy like diapers. And they're going to be specific things. You're not going to be able to go buy tattoos and booze and all that other crap. Because it's amazing when you look at some of these, because they had an issue in this one state where the food stamp program went down for like a day, and they showed the shopping carts of people that couldn't buy anything because their food stamp thing didn't work, and they had like filet mignon in there and lobster and all this stuff. And this reporter goes, I am working and I am a TV reporter and I can't even afford that stuff. And they're on welfare. That's ridiculous. But then you have that notion. I mean, these Democrats put this, oh, don't worry. It's free. We'll give it to you. Healthcare, you want to know how many people I met that like, well, who's paying for healthcare? What do you mean? Yeah, this Obamacare, who's paying for it? What do you mean who's paying for it? Someone's got to pay for this. Oh, I didn't think about that. Okay, we're just going to open up the doors to Walmart and let people loot and take whatever they want. How long do you think that store is going to be? How long do you think it's going to take before they restock that store? They're not going to restock the dang store. And people are going to be able to come in there and take whatever they want and just loot and not pay for anything? You think Walmart's just going to keep restocking the shelves? If they want to pay for it, sure. I couldn't believe that when I heard that. When my sister was at a bank and a guy said that, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Well, I didn't know. Oh, I thought it was free. Just like them 1980s and 90s baseball cards where they printed millions of them and they're practically worthless because they all use steroids. That's the same thing with money, folks. The reason why the old baseball cards are so valuable because very few of them survive and even fewer of them are mint condition. You know, when you have all these baseball cards that are like, okay, there's 50 million of this one made. And everyone put them in nice. Okay, this is in a, I got a plastic sheet over this. It's in a four. It has a case lock that when it's completely encased, there's 17 different things and they all have different UV protections. Yeah. Okay, buddy, there's about 5 billion baseball cards out there of his in mint condition, and he was accused of using steroids and pled guilty, and he's basically been all the awards he got and all the admirations he's got, they took them all away, all his stats and everything, so those are pretty much worthless. Yeah, you probably spent more money protecting the card than it's worth. Well, if you can find some idiot to buy it for $5, it's worth $5. It's worth what you can get for it. And that's what our dollar bill is going to be. We used to have gold and silver in our currency, so it had value. So that, see this coin? This is worth 10 cents, but there's 20 cents in silver in there. It's got value. Nope, not now. How can we make the penny as cheap as possible? Let's just eliminate it. I got in a conversation with a guy about, because people want to eliminate the penny and just take, like, whatever you're, like, if you buy something and it's like $1.12 round up, I'm like, what? I want to round down. You can round up. Then we should have our choice at the cash register. You're a damn cheap bastard. I said, what do you mean? Yeah, I am. It's 3 cents. It's 2 cents. That's over time. That's a lot of money. If you want to round up, you should have that choice. If it's 11 cents, you should have that choice to pay 4 extra cents. Where I can say, no, I want to pay no extra. Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I was the smart one, but, and then he goes, well, it's not a lot of money. I said, oh, yeah, well, then I'll go to Walmart and I'll buy a whole cart full of groceries and I'll do one transaction at a time. And that 2 cents or 3 cents that you don't think is much, when I have 100 items in my cart, there you go. And you do that once a month. They do that in culinary school. They'll sit there and they'll take like the cream container. Okay, when you dump out the quart of cream, put the cream on the stove and let the on the flat top and let it warm up. And then dump it. And you'll see how much you get out of it. And they say, and I forget, we figured out like in a year, depending on how much cream you buy, you can get like up to a case worth back by doing that. But when it's your money, when you're paying for it, I do that all the time. I turn the fryer containers upside down with the new grease and put it over the stove with the burners on high to melt the grease. And it's amazing how much, especially in the winter, how much that grease for the fryer solidifies. Well, the twins, there's because the two Delphi twins, and Lord help their family and what they're going through, but there's been arguments online on different pages because, well, how dare anyone take that $216,165 in rewards if they have information? How dare they? That should go to the funeral. I'm like, the funeral costs are already paid for. And like five people said the same thing. It's already paid for. Well, then they should roll over to another. This is what these people are offering. They say, hey, if you come up with evidence, they're donating money to come up with. If you can come up with the killer, this is what they're offering. It's up to you if you want to donate it to the family or whatever you want to do with it. But, you know, I'm like, really? We have a family grieving because their kids are dead. And you guys are arguing about the reward money and what you should do with it. You should be grateful that they're offering. And they're putting their money out there and saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. Got about 14 minutes left in the program. Thank you all for so much for tuning in. And the Dow is at record highs at 12,000. Are we going to stay there? Is it going to keep going and going? Because some people say it's just going to get up to really, really record highs and then it's just going to collapse and they're going to blame Trump. There's a lot of people that say that the stock market's just like the gold and silver markets. They can be manipulated. They can, if they want to increase the price of gold, they can do stuff to make it valuable. I mean, you know, just like I think like 4 years ago or whatever, they said that the helium was in such a shortage that by 2020 we'll be out of all helium. And they said, well, they've recently found pockets and they've got 173 years or 137 years worth. And I mean, outside of Earth, it is one of the most essentially one of the most abundant elements. Granted, it's not that big on Earth, but if you go to, like, there's planets that are like the size of planet Earth that their whole atmosphere is helium. So there you go. If we can get it, you know. But one, like, 4 years ago, the whole thing was, oh, we're gonna run out and da 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 and all this crap. And now it's like, now we go, oh, well, they found this pocket and that, and well, you know, now they're doing things to extract it out of the natural gas and all this stuff. So we're not too worried about medical usages and all this stuff and the party usages and all this stuff. So, you know, there are people that say that they manipulated that just like they can gold and silver. But if I've been told from three people that if you know who to talk to, they'll tell you, okay, when gold gets to 1900 ounce, buy everything, you know, sell everything you have. And then when it gets down to 1200, buy it again. Then when it gets to 1600 in a year, sell it all. And they can tell you when to buy and sell gold, silver, platinum, palladium, whatever. And some people say the stock market is the same way. They're gonna artificially inflate the stock market to get it up really big and record numbers this, and then they're gonna make it collapse, and then they're gonna blame Trump. And that's really gonna, yeah. It's like, oh, we need this. We need to trash the country to make Trump look bad, and that's gonna help America. How? I don't get it. I don't get it.
That's like being on the ship, and wanting the captain not being able to sail it.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make sense? If I'm on the ship, I want the captain to do his job.
Yep.
I want to get safely off.
Yep. But I guess everything that the Democrats didn't want to have happen, because if we get Trump in, all this stuff's going to happen. They're the ones causing all this crap. The liberals are the ones that are causing all this crap that they didn't want to have happen. We got to prevent Trump from getting in the White House because all this stuff's going to happen when you're the ones that are causing it all. But then what do you expect? I mean, you have people that they don't care. I could respect a liberal if he could say, yeah, well, I disagreed with Obama on this and that. I mean, I support Trump doing this. I mean, I think he's going to really have to do something to make this healthcare better, because I don't really agree with the Obamacare, but he's got to hit a home run. I don't agree with this, but I agree with that. It's amazing how many of these liberal college kids that they'll basically talk to him about vetting. And by the time they're done talking to him, guess what? They support the vetting process. They support, you know, it's not a ban. It's making sure that, because no one can guarantee me ever that no one can guarantee that no one can slip through the cracks. You know, if you just have open doors and you just let anyone in here, you'd be lying if you said, well, only refugees are going to get in, like, so no one can sneak through and pretend they're a refugee when they're a terrorist. I'm going to chop your head off. Sorry. And then the way they're going after Carolyn Owens, you know. Yeah, that just made me want to throw up when I heard Michael Moore. Okay. See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my wife killed, and then I'm going to get on TV and get my 15 minutes worth of fame, really? Okay. That makes a whole lot of sense. And just so that you know, folks, I love my wife to death. I would never want to, I couldn't imagine a day without her. But you get my point. Why would she sit there and like, oh, I hope my husband dies so that I can get on, when he was over there and that was going on, you know, I don't get it. I can't even speak. They're not even human. What you need to do is you need to meet Michael Moore and yawn. And if he yawns, then he can feel empathy. If he doesn't yawn, then he's probably a psychopath. Because one of my, I forget what they, like, it's like, if you're schizophrenic and you can't really, you don't have emotions. Because, like, usually they say you yawn because you feel empathy and you feel like, oh, if she's doing it, I gotta do it. You know, like, I feel like if she stubs her toe, I gotta stub my toe. It's like a human response. You see them do it, your body says, I gotta do it just to, you know, and that's why we do it. You know, we have empathy, but some people that don't have, like, empathy and don't have emotions and feelings for other people, they won't yawn. Anyways, wow. This is what's wrong with this society. The bakers who refuse to make a cake for a same-sex couple have been fined $135,000. Where's our freedom in this country? I mean, they should want to bake a cake. I mean, have that revenue, but if they don't want to, it should be their choice. Yeah, you shouldn't have to. Well, it's actually gone back and it's actually gone both ways because the KKK had a black bakery make them a cake. And it had like all kinds of swastikas and stuff on it. And just to prove a point, because, hey, if they're going to be forced to make a cake for a gay couple, then you're going to have to make a cake for. And if you don't want us, if you're outraged and think that they shouldn't have to bake a cake for a black company, shouldn't have to bake a cake for white supremacists, then you need to make it so that bakery shouldn't have to make a cake for anyone. They should be able to, they should have the right to refuse service to anyone. But hey. This weekend in Atlanta Motor Speedway, March 5th will be the next race, and I think it's going to be a normal race to show how the three-segment situation really plays out. Because I look at Daytona 500 like the Indy 500. It's like a separate race. I mean, look at what happened with Dale Sr. He finally won the Daytona 500, and the next weekend at Rockingham, he had to use a champion's provisional to get in. He couldn't do anything. You know, look at all these drivers that are so great in IndyCar, and then when they get to the 500, they don't do anything. But as soon as the 500's over, they go to the next race, and bam, what are they? They're winning again. It's like a totally separate race, and I think it's going to take, like, Atlanta Motor Speedway and a couple other races for you to get a good handle on what this segment, the races with the segments, see how that works out. Because, I mean, it was kind of a trial thing when they did the Daytona race, but I think you're gonna see a more realistic three segment race when you go to a normal race, and it's not the Super Bowl of NASCAR as the Daytona 500 is. So it's gonna be interesting to see if they continue it, and if it's something that they're gonna keep, or are they gonna keep it first of all, like for the whole season, which I think they are. But are they going to be, if something starts to not work, are they going to tweak it mid-season? Or are they just going to leave it and it's going to be a thorn in the side until next season? I mean, because you go back to 2004, Jeff Gordon should have won that championship, but right near the end, they changed the way the point system worked. And he was like fifth with the new point system, but the old point system, he was first. And it's like, if you're going to do that, change it at the end. If this segment thing needs adjusting, adjust it next year if you're gonna do it. Just, you know, I guess I'm tired of, seems like every time they turn around they gotta change the format and how they score and all this, and but you know, enough said about that. I think it's gonna take more than just the Super Bowl to see how it works out. And I think you're going to have people that love it and people that hate it. And that's about it. You're not really going to have too many in between. I don't really care for it, but I don't really like it either. You know, it's either going to be they love it or they hate it. And I think that's what it's going to be. This weekend, we're finally back to some English Premier League. And Manchester United finally getting back into the English Premier League after some time off. And they are playing Bournemouth. And it's going to be a great weekend. Because if Arsenal and Liverpool draw a nil or 1-1, they'll get a point each. And they'll go from 49th to 50 and 50 to 51. And if Manchester United can get 3 points, they'll get ahead of Arsenal. And even if, I mean, they can still, if Liverpool was to win, they can still move up. So it's at, if we win, but I mean, the way we're coming together. So we're looking really good. Now that just scares me because we're looking really good. And once they just tank or who knows, I don't know. It's going to be an exciting game though. I think it's kind of rough because like they have the Six Nations tournament going on and all that. So and I'm trying to follow that when I can, but it's rough. But it'd be cool to go see that one day or whatever. But it's just one of those things that I think with that going on and then the Premier League, and that's why they took some time off because they wanted to have a couple weekends where there was no action or very little action so that, you know, because a lot of people will be at those Six Nations tournament matches. And but I think it's going to be good. I mean, we seem to be doing very good. We seem to be playing together. We seem to be not only 30 seconds left. We seem to be not only hitting, you know, getting goals. Yeah, we have more shots on goal than any team, but we're starting to get them in the goal. And now we're starting to have games where we only have 7 shots on goal, but 3 of them go in. Or 5 shots on goal and 2 go in, you know. So it's better than having like 30 shots on goal. Goal, you know. So I just hope that you take away from my program. Use your brain, folks. You can't have loved everything Obama did. I'm not going to love everything Trump does. I don't, you know, I love Ronald Reagan was a great president, but I could find faults in anybody. And that's the problem. Democrats have no faults. They like everything about everybody, whatever. You know, they're going to diss Trump no matter what, and they're going to praise the liberal no matter what. The double standard's never going to go away. The hypocrisy is always going to be there. And with the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually our fortunes and our sacred honors. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.